Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
So we make it through the second half of the first day of training. It is now evening. You have a couple of hours of daylight. Currently, DM the Red is still hanging around the Griffin's Roost. In fact, he had this afternoon spent some time with Stro and has heard a few of their crazy tales of success. So you're a little bit more now know what's going on.
So the other guy said that you were mom's son, but not dad's son.
Yes.
That is correct.
That's still accurate.
At least he got that right.
Yeah, never. Did you meet mom?
Let's see. Yes. Well, but she was gone by the time you were young. So there's a debate as to whether you would really remember. Just have vague remembrances. Also notice with his age, he's actually considerably older than either one of them. So three brothers, he is the oldest between the three of you. He's a half-brother.
Between Deerwood, DM, and Jake, he's the oldest. DM or Jake?
He looks around 30.
He was born the longest time ago. Don't overthink it. Your physical age may be 30,000, but your...
This is some
your date of birth was like 15, 16 years ago. Diamond was like 20, 21. But is this 33? Unless he also has been aged and whatnot.
Didn't hear his stuff.
How do you want mother much?
Could I give you a name for the street mage, Ron?
Yeah, but I forgot it. Sorry.
It's okay.
I don't think I wrote it down. I'll check. Hold on.
She did pass.
No.
Right? Did we know that she passed?
Not yes, although...
Well, from Jake's perspective. I don't think Jake would ever told him.
Yeah, well, Dear Mood...
Jamie suspects that I don't...
Suspects something weird, but as far as you're concerned, she died in during childbirth of the youngest child, who's Jane.
Jamie would never share it with Jake or Janie because they might get their hopes up just in case it's something better.
She passed away. But we have a sister.
No, it doesn't look like I wrote it down. Sorry.
It's okay.
And no,
I can't find you. We'll go with this.
She not with your party as well with Deerwood as well?
They call him Zeke.
She was with us for a while, but now she's with the druids. Ander?
Let's see here. Ander. You will find out after working with him that he is considered. I'll just give you the title. He is considered a wizard. Oh, that's not wizard 12th level.
In fact, we just saw her. I guess she had
extremely intelligent, although you kind of feel like maybe he's not
didn't get to talk to her much, though.
Capitalizing on his potential. Like, he's flying under the radar. He can cast six-level spells, for example. He's, you know, he's a skill wizard and extremely skilled at it. And he graduated from the academy. He's not a mage guild person anymore. Allegedly, he has a membership, but he doesn't
show he's a person.
He does have a number of magical items, and some of them he carries with him all every day. And then his shop sells a lot of like trinket magic items, simple things, charms, and very specific items that do things like he has a brooch that protects you from burning your mouth on your teeth, things like that. He has an extensive library, which you have access to only a portion of during your training, the portion that you need. There are two other students who are training with him at the same time, but never in the same room as you, and he purposely keeps you apart.
Students spend like 150,000 moments.
Well, that would be a good enough reason to not live above your potential, wouldn't it? Let's see. Are you gaining the ability to cast a new level?
Yes.
What? Sixth level? Okay.
The only three spells I have at sixth level are Disintegrate, Project Image, and Heal Self.
Okay. When we get there, you'll have a few choices that they'll offer you that you can choose from. All right. Ending the first day training, are you doing anything about the DM thing or not? Anybody interested in going off and picking a fight or just asking a question?
Yeah, I tend to agree. I actually don't really want to. I will potentially be here for at least 2 weeks, if not more. I really don't want it to be a problem the whole time.
Would the opportunity to ask my trainer about Evira or whatever her name was?
Lavella?
Yeah, Evira.
It's unlikely that you will get any valuable information because you can't say her name correctly.
It does have she's a virgin or something?
If you get me her name, I'll let you know what I know, whatever that is. Although I don't have a lot of contacts in the Merchant's Guild, I stick to the Mage's Guild and any problems that my master runs into of a more security-based nature.
Doesn't sound like your master, so okay.
No, definitely not.
That's good.
One thing I want to talk to you about, Dan.
Yes.
This week while I'm training at night, since I won't be having to memorize too much throughout the week, hopefully, I was wondering if I could study that book that we got. The one that was wrapped in the mythical chains.
Okay.
Codex thing.
Oh, man. You're still going to be evil by the end of this week, dude.
It's not cursed.
Okay, mildly cursed.
You know, I am training for Necromancer, right? That is my level name.
That's awesome.
Good timing.
That's right? So fitting, dude.
Actually training for
knights. I became a necromancer and became evil on the same week.
Who would have known?
It's part of the training.
What? No, those events aren't connected. What do you mean? I want to know who named the 10th level wizard necromancer.
Yeah, probably. He signed the book.
Sure, my decks, so.
Okay, Tommy's sending information.
Oh, I'm getting information, guys. I'm getting secret information. The DM doesn't want me to tell you guys that I have, or that he even sends it.
It's okay that you tell them that you have the information. You just have to decide whether you want to tell them the information or not.
With every text that Dan sends you, our suspicion grows.
Did you make this restaurant name, Pastor Dan?
I did.
I have to say this out loud.
Okay.
With a straight face.
Several times.
It's an audio podcast. No one can tell if you have a straight face or not.
But they will know if your face is gay, so I'd avoid that.
Well, based on the noise that comes out of my... The name that I described this restaurant. The fact that my guy knows about this restaurant.
No one liked my joke.
Okay. So we have the... We have the point where we're discussing the plan.
Yeah, we don't have anything else going on, so...
And this is the merchant person, right?
Yes, Lavella.
Okay. Lavella owns a restaurant. 1321 Lakeland Place.
That's our home residence, actually.
Is her home place.
Yeah.
Her restaurant is the Horny Goat Restaurant. He doesn't smile.
Come again?
And she has an office in a goat hall. Restaurant. The Horny Goat.
Are you making that up?
No, it's right here in my information.
And people go there to eat?
Yeah. I hear the milk is quite great.
Also,
and the cheese.
Tend to have horns, so that makes sense.
If it's milk.
Yes, they serve it in a goat horn.
Okay, so she would likely not be in her guild hall office since it's now evening. They usually go to 4 or 5 o'clock at the most. What?
I hate this city.
It's like, the one person who actually kind of likes the city is the one person I hear.
So then you have the Merchant's Guild, which her office is probably closed up for the night. You have her residence, which is
Lakeland Place,
1321. And you have her restaurant. So it is getting to be dinner time, so you could go to the restaurant. You know that it's kind of high end.
Oh. Are we going to do the Blues Brothers scene where they go to the high-end restaurant and they're just kind of like...
Tell me your children.
Yeah. That's what I always wanted to recreate that scene.
What is our goal here? Going here and like beating her up and turning her in or something?
Fireball the restaurant?
That's what he says. No, I'm trying to avoid that this time. I just want to know what our clear intentions are this time.
Let's not burn her restaurant.
I'd like to take... or down, whether that be through violent means or through political / civil means, either is acceptable.
What all do we know about this character? She hired Rhetoric the Assassin and the other assassins to capture Diem and have Rhetoric impersonate Diem and lead you into maybe a trap or at least some kind of conflict.
Something not to be.
All I know is she hired assassins, not troublemakers. Generally, only one thing you hire assassins for.
As a general rule, with such little information, I find it hasty to just say, let's kill her and be done with it. That being said, my patience will run thin very quickly.
I mean, we could just go talk to her and explain to her that we're not, bad people.
Well, she's kind of awful herself.
I'm assuming she's working for somebody else. I'm assuming we've made somebody else angry in the city that's higher up than her. And
we find out who she was working for, and then we go up to chain command and explain to them that we're not.
She's not very likely to tell us.
Well, if your chain of command is evil, and you tell them that you're not, do you really think they're going to care?
No. I mean, if they're that bad, then we just need to take care of them.
Most likely our good deeds is what got us in trouble.
I think a civil or political means might be more effective.
Pay her off?
Perhaps. Or just... maybe find information on her that she doesn't want put to light and hold that as blackmail. That's a bit more of a permanent solution in some sense.
I just don't know what good it's going to do if we walk in there and just go, hey, we really don't like you.
Oh, I'm not saying we do
bye.
That.
Bye.
We're going to confront her directly with nothing to hold her back socially, then violence is that option. But we can perhaps find some dirt on her. Perhaps we could blackmail her somehow. That would be simpler. At least get her off your guys' back and my back as well.
It's also slow and time-consuming and boring and gratingly tedious. Though, if someone else wants to do that, I'm all for it.
He doesn't like that idea.
I got that. It's kind of ironic. an impatient elf.
Yes, well, I'm also short and quick-tempered and effective, so I am an outlier among most elves. The point being, I tend to agree that no solution other than making her socially inept or relieving her and her boss and her boss's boss of their heads is going to solve this problem. But I'm starting to think that this is going to take a long time, much longer than a simple conversation, unless we go and talk to her and something comes to light that may make this another evening jaunt and that be that. But I,
you know,
I'm running out of ideas.
You know, if I was a criminal, I would just kidnap her. But I'm not, so.
Perhaps kidnap her, and maybe this Frederick guy might know her.
Or okay, her you heard the part about not being a criminal, right? Not committing crimes?
Yeah. It's self-defense.
Kind of like arson.
Well, what about this? Bizarre says, would it be possible to turn her into the law?
We need evidence, so we don't have hard evidence.
I mean, we just have someone working. Mm-hmm. Turning into, if she's working for someone, I'll turn into the law is only temporary.
We have a note. Solution. What did the note say again?
So that means, I don't know, only a little bit of time, right? What if it was long enough that we had...
Who got the note?
Just...
I got it.
If that was long enough for us to do what we needed to do here, and then...
Yeah, so I have a note from an H. Remember who H was? We knew that was.
Oh, you found it out?
DM, the Rawl is after you. Be aware, it's going to get ugly. He's working with the Capsar Guild. H. Who's the Rawl? Forgot who that was?
Nope, never figured that out either. Nor did you figure out who the Capsar Guild is.
You know a Dural?
Diem has probably heard of the Capsar Guild, not Dural, but the Capsar Guild.
I don't know the name, but the guild is a...
local, adventuring, merchant, roguish kind of crossover. They do some adventuring, some travel, caravan guards, and then in town they... rumor has it they've done a number of more tricky or whatever heists.
Oh, share that.
Is this their sigil? They found a seal that had a C on it.
Okay. Yes, I believe that is the one.
So we got this note off of I mean, I suppose that it never made it to you. It was, I mean, I don't know if it was addressed to you or addressed to the person playing as you, but I assume it was addressed to you. And we took it off of the last spot we saw the imposter.
So if they were after the imposter... then that might be somebody we could make contact with that actually would be beneficial. If they were after you, not the imposter, then they're another enemy, could be tied in with Lavella or whatever, right?
Could all agree.
Are we in the inn?
Yes.
In the inn room? Or?
I would assume in the meeting chambers to the side, kind of away from prying ears.
Her name's Lavella?
Yeah.
Lavella?
Did she have a surname? Or?
I'm calling her evil on the holiday.
She's the proprietor of what? The owner of what restaurant?
The Horny Goat.
Horny goat.
Forgot it.
I'm going to exit.
Yeah, have her home address.
I get up from the table and I exit the meeting room. So the door behind me.
You're excused.
Now I go up to the bartender.
Okay.
Excuse me. Can I order a glass of wine, please?
Absolutely. You want the good stuff? You look like a man who could use the good stuff.
Yeah.
Just a glass?
Yes, please.
One silver coming right up.
Give him a gold. Okay. I also have a question for you. I'm sorry, I don't have a gold. Well, I do. I forgot. Crap, I have it right now. I also have a question for you.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
It's a restaurant in town, the Horny Goat.
Sure, everybody knows the Horny Goat.
Only by a novella.
Her family, actually, but I think she's running it now.
Anything you can tell me about her?
Remember the Merchant Guild? We get some of our beer from her. From them. I've never met her. A couple of her guys. One of them, a guy named Funny Face, like yellowish skin, sort of like strange shaped eyes, like maybe he's got orc blood or something. Thick, slick, black hair.
Call his name.
Ning.
Ning?
He came in, brought the beer, had a little, maybe argument, heated discussion with one of my bouncers. Didn't turn into anything. Horny Goat's high end. Couple silver for an entree. Wine by the bottle starts at about 5 gold. I think her old man ran it before she did. Maybe her uncle for a while. It's a family sale.
Oh, it's $10.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
I might be able to get you a little more information, at least about the family, if you're interested.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Is that you doing it? Or?
No, it's not me. This must be built in. He goes, give me a second. And he walks down to another part of the bar. You see there's a knight guy in plate mail armor. His helm's sitting on the bar. And he leans in and they talk briefly. Pretty hushed tones, can't really make out what they're saying. You don't have lip reading, correct?
If they talk fast, I
can. Just start doing M&M raps.
If they're both M&M.
Okay. He comes back after just like about a minute, and he says, might have one more piece of information for you that's valuable, but could cause me trouble getting into an area I don't normally tread in. Plus, I'd have to share some of the wealth with my friend.
So how much will this trouble cost?
I'll say 3 gold. Thank you very much. Word has it, before Lavella, her uncle was running the place, and they had a big event there that turned out to be trouble. His son, which would be, I guess, Lavella's cousin, I don't know, anyway, was getting married. Married a young woman. His name was Jake. Her name was Pina. I don't know if it was an arranged marriage, what, but the families had some strife between them during the services and following. Had the whole thing there, temple, Senna, priest, I don't know all the details. But the part that's interesting is this guy, Jake. He's a Black Star Knight. Some say he's been in the family
meddling with affairs, and maybe him and Lavella are at odds, or maybe they're cooking up some scheme that makes him want to know, makes him want everybody to think that they're at odds. But either way, he's in the mix now. They say he's staying out at her place. And so is Binya, I guess. Just a word of advice, Blackstar Knights, Geopian. Ain't nobody in Greyhawk really likes them. A lot of trouble there. You'd have less future problems if you stepped in a hornet's nest. I'm not sure it's useful information to you, but you realize if you mess with her, you might be getting involved with the Black Star Clan. Yeah, we're going to talk about it today.
Well, you guys finish what you're doing.
Real quick, I go back and I give everybody the information there.
So okay, very good. All right. Pausing briefly for appetite interruption. Father in heaven, we ask your blessings upon this food, our time together. We thank you for the fun of Low Moon Uprising and for the creativity of all the minds and personalities at the table. Lord, we pray for those who are listening or will listen sometime across the world, whether they ever hear this prayer or not. We pray, Lord, that your will would be done, that you draw people unto yourself, that people everywhere could be reminded that to be creative, even ingenious, or and maybe somebody wouldn't think that this is that, but that's what we want it to be. But to be creative, Lord, is not restrained. That there's nothing sinful or wrong about thinking outside the box, especially when we're looking at the way the world would seek to conform us. So we ask you, Lord, to transform and renew our minds, bless our bodies with this food and our time together with this fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So he has filled you in on that. Everybody get something to eat.
Make sure. Black stars. Mm-hmm. Those guys.
Yeah, didn't we have a run-in with them or something?
Mm-hmm. Well,
were they in the Dark Army?
They had...
It was a time chalice.
Time chalice.
Time chalice. That's right. Time chalice.
And also Bezor's girlfriend. No, they had her.
No, they were trying to force her.
The party stole Fiana and Bezor. The party stole her from the Black Stars. Yeah. And then the one guy who had the time chalice tried to use it. Previously had the time chalice tried to use it to thwart the party, and then the party wound up actually beating the
party. That's probably why they're trying to kill us.
If it's him. And if they're working in conjunction, then it would make sense for Jake Blackstar to use his connections through Lavella to cause you frustrations anyway. And even all the way back then, there was conversation of like that they tend to do things that they come at you sideways, they don't come at you forward. Especially now that they don't have the time tells.
So what you're saying is, we clean up this loose end, and we'll be free and clear. We have no more enemies.
That's not true.
So
yeah, believe that. Yes,
the people want to, adopt.
Do we not have paper plates?
I didn't see any more.
Yeah, it is.
I was
bolts.
Yeah, there's bowls up there. That's all I grind.
Full of beans, full of
chocolate. Makes me want to adopt a white moon motif just to spite them. You got Jake Blackstar versus Jake White Moon.
Jake Blackstar versus Jake
White Moon. He pulls his pants down.
Hey Jake,
it's not spicy, is it?
Hey Jake Blackstar, no,
really.
See Jake White Moon.
Is it just made with
almond
or whatever? Rice
stuff?
Is it made with almond or whatever?
It's just white rice, or not white rice, but yellow rice.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah, it's the same rice brain.
Pretty sure it's white rice with seasonings and whatnot.
Find out. I don't know if can't eat or not.
Typically, it's just white rice with seasoning.
Yeah. I'll ask her. She says no. She can eat white
even rice. Yellow rice is just seasoned yellow rice.
I have a
burning rice and seasoned white rice.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, RJ. for providing dinner.
Bishop Hannah had pizza earlier.
Such a sweet cup of her or it's very hot. Shockingly, because it's been sitting there for a minute.
Yeah, the rice is going to be piping hot still.
Yeah, but then it's not probably keep it warm for hours.
I see. I stirred it from the bottom just before we got up to get in. Yeah,
stockpot keeps stuff hot for hours. If you stir it a bit for, like, if you just stir your bowl a bit, it'll take out a lot of heat real quick.
That's why I spread my alum. I split it out.
I got a Mohawk person. A pilot of some sort from playing
Integration?
Yeah. I don't know what boost it does.
How many degrees?
Plus one damage would be crazy.
Right, there's like a team that does almost no damage, but it has like a lot of movement
stuff. Yeah.
You see,
this like pushing and then it also can like swap out of the
unit. Or block field goal for a touchdown.
There were a number of the of those this week.
And Cleveland got a block field goal.
The Eagles got one to like win the game, didn't they?
That's how they won. They blocked the game winning field goal and Jaden Daniels ran
it. I got this jet.
Or Jaden Davis ran it in for another
touchdown. Yeah, I did see that.
And it like popped over the
net. He was running.
Smoke. Yeah. So it pops over attack.
This was a
force that normal Mac could just punch.
This week was crazy.
And I have a
fridge in there saying it's 57 degrees.
Oh boy.
And we got to throw the rock at people and can block things and damage them.
I don't think it was open.
And push us over the rock.
Is the water still a little cold?
Yeah. But I was right underneath the vent thing that has ice on it, and it was all dripping out of my bag, so it might be cold for that.
Okay. It also might be that ice is not just cleared out of there in order for it to stay cold.
It may be. It froze up the fan or something.
Yeah, it's usually. I'll be here
for a like a 40-pound like man running.
It's a sport in there that would go bad if I unplugged it long enough for the ice to melt. Thankfully, everyone was behind him.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted something to catch your post. You make it absolutely bulldoze. If the blades are exposed to the point where you can get a screwdriver in there and just flick them, they might.
Have you seen that clip of, what's his name? There's a Dallas offensive guard.
I haven't seen any blades.
It was a tackle. It was a tackle. Hawking down a linebacker.
I
can't remember his name. He was a legend, too. It's in the Hall of Fame now.
Over 32, which it normally would be.
But they said his ball, or his speed on that chase down was like 25 miles.
All right, there we go. So, what we have concluded is that we know more than we did moments before about possible opposition. Jake Blackstar, possibly wed to Pina, who is a cousin of Lavella. That's about the way that normally goes with heraldry. The purpose of heraldry is to know who you must oppose.
That he's a perfectly fine guy.
Yes. The purpose of heraldry is to know who you must oppose before having to spend any real time getting to know them. So,
heraldry is just a long view form of communication. That's all.
All right. So what are we doing? If anything or nothing. Are we going to train the next day?
I think we need to go talk to this lady. Or maybe she'll just leave us alone.
There's no chance. Like, there's almost zero chance she's just going to leave us alone.
Maybe we just need to go tell her that we don't have the chalice or the girl.
I don't think it's about us currently not having the chalice. I think it's because we wronged the wrong person. And now they're upset with us. And they're seeking vengeance upon us.
So when does it end?
I believe we bruised someone's ego.
So does it end when we die or we destroy them?
Don't know. It's all in the mind of the psycho.
It's a fantastic question.
Or if you make that war if, with you is...
Well, here's the other war. If we take this person and they say they're not going to do anything else, we're always going to have enemies. We've made a lot of people upset. All we need for right now, and thus is the way...
I'm not trying to get into no fights. At least not right now.
And thus is the way of any traveling adventurer group who wants to have any success.
is that we need our enemies to leave us alone long enough for us to train and get out of the city.
Is that going to be our group motto?
Let us train and get out of the city.
The heroes of Jakto.
And then we'll mess you up.
We depose our enemies because we want to train.
It's been our motto for a lot longer than we've been fresh enough.
Yeah, I don't think we made your intentions clear. What are your intentions exactly?
I don't think... I'm not entirely sure that... I definitely don't think we need to start anything in the city. I think you're right on that point.
As Zuri said, we could just wait until Deermu's back, let him handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all keep talking about not wanting to start something. Something's already been started.
Yeah.
Yes.
The only thing you've done is
Black Stars. So they are a primary Geothian family. Part of the actual nation of Geoth. And one of their oldest family members is on the ruling council in Geoth. So it is around here, yes, but Greyhawk is a free city. So, like, if you go 20 miles in any direction from Greyhawk, you'd be in Geoth. And Geoth annexed this entire area. And they attempted to annex Greyhawk back in the day, but they failed. Greyhawk is too much of its own.
So what you're saying is we just need to burn down Greyhawk,
Geoth.
No.
I mean, that's what Lomun was at war with them, so...
That's where I came from.
There's a truce right now. A peace treaty, as it were.
At least they're not.
Politically speaking, and you can decide whether you know this or not, those of you who should know it, those who are aware maybe know it, that there is a man who is supposed to rise to the throne of Geoth. He would be king. Okay, he was the heir apparent. But when he came of age, the ruling council refused to surrender the authority to him.
No.
No.
The guy that we went to the retreat, not our retreat, but the princess retreat. We sent the princess there. She was supposed to marry that dude. Anton Dula.
It's Prince Albert.
Oh.
The one the books are based on.
Albert.
Yeah. He's the one.
Which is Victor's.
No.
No, it's Victor.
No. Thinking of...
Dulan.
Dulan.
You're thinking of Dulan. Yeah. Geoth is the big nation that's to the east. So Dulan is south and west of Geoth.
Warchest go to from Anton Dulan?
That was from Eldefish,
yes.
To southwestern Geoth to support essentially a rebellion against Geoth.
A rebellion against Geoth by Prince Albert, right?
Yes.
To retake his throne, which is not ceded to him by the ruling.
Correct. Okay. I mean, supporters of Prince Albert. Prince Albert was not officially receiving anything, or maybe not even in support of the rebellion.
But our understanding was that we were attempting to see Prince Albert on the breakaway.
Correct. Or they were, but these guys were. So that if Prince Albert... And Prince Albert had reasonable, courting relationship with Princess Cynthia. And so if Prince Albert and Princess Cynthia would ever marry and unite Lomun and Geoth, that would change the face of the world.
So what if we did him some favors by giving him some
ad? I mean, I guarantee you, you're not the last person, or the first or last person to ever ask that question.
Do we know if he ever took the throne?
No, he is not in charge. The ruling council still rules.
And
the rebellion, if there was to be a rebellion, has never officially started, as far as you know. But it takes a long time to spend a million gold pieces to raise armies. That's not an over the night thing.
And we figure that the Black Stars are on the ruling council.
They're right. They have a senior member of their family that's on the ruling council, as do many of the families. And this party wasn't involved with anything surrounding the retreat. There was more information there that the Origins party had, but this party didn't have any of that.
The outsiders party ran out of Black Stars the whole time. In fact, they killed one.
Yes. Yep.
Did we
Chiron. and
Chiron and Lucas killed Louis Blackstar.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, Lucas has his mates.
And it was after they lost the time chalice, after the Blackstars lost the time chalice, which interestingly enough, when it was happening, Louis didn't know. He was expecting to be saved by the time chalice, and because that's what they were doing. That's how they cemented their power, was they were using the time chalice to benefit the various arms of their family, and Louis was expecting to be saved by the time chalice, and it didn't happen.
That explains why they're so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every day of the week.
So,
but the point is, Blackstar's, in a sense, could be considered a villainous family. Now, whether or not Jake could be lumped into that just because he's a Blackstar is kind of debatable, but if he is behind hiring assassins through Lavella to hurt the party, then that would make sense.
Well,
but remember that Pena is from Lavella's family, and there was strife at the wedding. So maybe not all things are kosher in Denmark, as far as that goes.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
There could be strife there.
Well, we need a way to get the Black Stars off their back.
Perhaps someone should just go and...
We may need to deal with the Black Stars.
Perhaps someone should just go and have a very stern conversation with Lavella regarding the goings-on of the next 3 weeks, and you can revisit this matter another time. I don't think the Black Stars are going anywhere, nor are their feud with us and us.
So, go and tell her that we will be vulnerable for the next 3 weeks. We wish her not to take advantage of that fact.
Go and tell her that if I hear her name again in the next 3 weeks, I will leave her of her head.
I don't think that's going to help anything.
I don't like it.
If you're going to truly relieve her of her head, shouldn't you do it secretly?
I don't want to do it unless I have to do it.
Yeah, I don't want you to either. But what I'm getting at is telling her our intentions of upcoming events is not going
to
help our cause.
We don't have to tell her how long we're going to be here. We just have to tell her to knock it off.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to work.
Here are our options. We can somehow convince her that we're not worth the trouble. My suggestion is I sneak in her room at night and pin a note to her sleeping garment, which should put the fear of the gods in any reasonable human being.
And not go all the way and get a donkey on your head.
Secondly, I could sneak into her room and just kill her. But that doesn't actually seem like it will solve very much if she is not the problem. Thirdly, we could go and have a conversation with her. Which I'm all for. But we don't actually know what's going to come of that. Or we could wait around for some other assassin group to come and try to kill us, and then we'd have more information.
I'm a fan of the first option. Let her know she's not untouchable.
It's also possible that it'll stoke the fire.
I mean, talking to her.
Currently, she's a paid stooge, for lack of a better term, of the Black Star family, or at least one Black Star family member, if the information that I received is good.
Her
being a paid servant or stooge, or whatever you want to call it, means she doesn't have a lot at stake here other than possible falling out with the Black Stars, money that she may receive for doing a job well done, such. Convincing her to stop what she's doing may buy us a little bit of time, but that's not going to stop the Black Stars from coming after us.
There are many.
I'm sure there's a way to resolve this without murdering an entire family.
Even if they may deserve it. Well, I could mix option 1 and 3 and sneak into her room at night and have a conversation. Or we could all go together and maybe meet her during business hours.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we should not go talk to her. I'm just saying going and talking to her and asking her to please back off for a few weeks is not going to work. We need to have a reason for her to back off.
What do you think, Jimmy?
I don't know. Our knowledge of her working for the Black Stars isn't enough to provoke that. It might cause her to regroup a little bit. I don't know.
It's too late for fixing her right now.
Too late for what?
It's too late for fancy dinner.
No, it's about time for fancy dinner.
So do the Black Stars
fancy dinner?
Do any of the Black Stars live in Greyhawk?
Probably.
I mean, the rumor has it Jake is currently living at Lavella's mansion. That was one of the things that he just cleaned. And it would be reasonable to expect that there are other Black Stars that live in Greyhawk. It is a big, big place with millions of people. But whether or not any of them have any, you know, substantial power, they are a wealthy family. So.
Staying in a mansion?
Yes.
What are the chances the entire Black Star family is at? I mean, probably a lot of them.
I'm assuming there are good people in that family, just like there are bad people in that family.
So there is a, based on proximity, there's a likely chance that this Jake Blackstar is the person that Bella is working for. So if this Jake person is dealt with, perhaps that will buy you the time that you need to do what you have to do here and then leave. My understanding is you guys aren't planning on staying here a long time.
Is Stro with us?
Up to you.
I would like her to be. What do you think, Stro?
About how to handle this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not unlike a lot of the injury that we used to have in the temple. I would say... I would say either subtly or directly letting her know that you are aware that they are the opposition. Maybe that you know that she hired people or that kind of thing will probably give her at least a little pause, because she knows that if she does anything else that you'll strike back at her. You could say as much.
Sorry.
It's not popcorn.
Rock.
I believe it.
Bro's tooth was taken out by a jelly candy. At high school.
I was beta though.
I wonder if there's marks on it. Is there a red mark on it?
No.
Yeah. Don't trip us up. Your baby cannot take very much punishment.
No.
Okay, anyway, so that would be one thing. And then maybe gathering information, if you have to hire somebody or use somebody to gather more information, to find ways that you could strike at them that are more less direct, like rather than just killing them or killing their friends or killing their family, but hurting her businesses, hurting her position, and then letting her know that you are capable of doing that would be enough to give her pause. So, like, in other words, if one of us die, you will pay to the tune of hundreds of thousands of gold pieces worth of damage, or you will lose commensurate to whatever damage we take. Something like that.
Did you see that warehouse? Yeah, that's coming for you.
Yeah, I'm afraid, dear, you blew up a warehouse that was completely unrelated.
I know. I'm just saying, we can point to the warehouse and say, that's coming for you if you keep messing with us.
Any more of that game, you know.
That was just 45 minutes.
So, basically, you agree with what I said about it might cause her to back off if we're able to convince her that we know about her plot or scheme.
As long as she thinks that you would be willing to do something about it.
Yeah.
If the problem escalates.
Now, I will say that I am friends with a warden of Greyhawk, a woman by the name of Agabah. Talked about her before.
Mm-hmm. I just said you were going to give up all your female friends.
Oh boy, here we go.
The talk.
I like the wrong post on Greyhawk book. Sorry. Anyways,
Scroll market.
Anyways,
let's go.
You can't buy any spells that belong to female wizards.
So out of play, do I think you bought this from a female mage, didn't you?
Got a lipstick stain in the top left corner.
Yeah.
So anyways,
are those lip marks on that scroll?
Out of play, do I think we would have enough evidence at this point if we have Diem the Red, they captured? We'd probably have to fess up to the warehouse keeper, though.
Maybe enough to get them to look into it, not necessarily for an arrest. They would have to come up with more. Like, to open a case would be one thing.
I wonder if I could send to her.
Agabah?
Yeah.
Probably, thinking, unless she's somewhere where it'd be blocked.
Assassination plot against me. What was her name again? The
Lavella.
Restaurant?
Lavella.
Lavella.
Horny goat.
Lavella, we don't know her name or anything. anything, right? Family name?
No, she doesn't have one as far as off record, anyway.
So, Lavella of, is that, that's not a word that counts, right?
No.
Of Horny Goat Restaurant.
Okay.
Kidnapped.
I only got one more word. Horny Goat Restaurant.
Investigate? Question mark.
She, responsible.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'll send to Agaba.
Okay.
So assassination plot against me, Lavella of the Horny Goat Restaurant, responsible. See what she replies.
Okay.
So I'll be back in 10 minutes.
It's like a bunch of code names.
Well, if I can get my training done, I'll have one extra word.
Okay.
Much like many nations have investigated America's boats, they investigate how we train them.
Mm-hmm. We haven't even made it.
And one thing you don't do is mess with America's boats or our training time.
So what do we do then?
Let's see.
I'm not there. So.
Well, did you express your intent about
saying that? Yeah, I just said I'm going to cast Ascending. Okay. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
So, Brunson sends to his lady friend and kind of like glances.
Oh, you glance at Stroh? Roll saving throw.
I'll glance at her feet. She doesn't do that. Her feet has eyeballs. One of the snakes is down there.
She has mirrors glued to her shoes.
Yeah, she's got digital hair, digital snakes.
And, he sends to his friend. Do we wait? Do I go and have a conversation with her? I could go tonight.
Sorry, dude. Nine more.
I still kind of want to see what this restaurant looks like.
Well, I'm not sure walking into her restaurant before we've made it clear that we know she's the problem is particularly wise.
It's a card that once you play, we can't play it again. She may not even realize we're on there.
Though, I'm also curious. I think really our only options for tonight are to go speak with her or to not. That's all we've got.
Okay. She responds, horrible, political intrigue common, can request investigation, some open.
Some open?
Mm-hmm. Probably means some. There are some open investigations already.
Okay.
But that was the last word.
I'll go back to them when I'm done.
Okay. Did you come to any conclusions while he was gone? Because once he comes back, it gets more complicated again.
Pretty much, our options are do nothing for tonight or go have a conversation with her. We really don't have very much other recourse.
We could go to dinner, and if she happens to be in the restaurant, we could just request to talk to the owner. Even if she declines, she would at least know that we know it's her. It would be a pretty big coincidence otherwise. But otherwise, she would know that we know it's her and we know where her restaurant is. It's not quite a threat, but it's...
I just thought it was something funny.
It's a subtle...
I'm fine with that.
I'll get us a carriage.
That was my Sunday music.
As long as Brunson doesn't come back with some knowledge that puts the whole thing to bed, we should be eating dinner in less than an hour.
My only other thought was, perhaps if this family member of hers is staying in her mansion, he's there for illicit reasons, which also could explain the strife at the wedding. Which would also be very, very good blackmail. Like, he's there to sleep with her, or something.
His wife's supposed to be staying there too, though, for instance. Right?
So? Or, like, he's
staying there. Well, is there a thing?
Also possible.
That he's on the deer.
We are genetically the same.
We
should have given this guy some kind of speech impediment or something, so whenever he talked at him, he wouldn't sound like Dermot.
And join your big.
Message over, Wall of Fame.
He's got a 15% spell failure chance. Okay, so does Brunson come back at this point?
So Azuri and Brunson return both at the same time. Azuri says, the carriage will be here in a moment. And Brunson says...
So apparently there's already some active investigations against her. The Evella or Lavella.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she'd be laying low.
Everyone.
Maybe she doesn't know.
Or the Black Stars are pushing her beyond her limit.
Correct. Maybe they have dirt on her or something over her. Or she's his lover and, you know, she's madly in love and would do anything for him. But either way, I just realized...
Stroh says, that doesn't actually happen. It's just in stories.
What are you talking about? Where do you think those stories come from?
I mean, I assume someone writes them fancying that someone would be so in love that they would just do anything for the person that they love.
I mean, you've been up here for a while. You know, people are crazy.
I see that. For sure. I can't imagine that that ever brews into being any really sincere commitment.
You've not met many fools, quite.
Okay.
Some men and women are quite foolish.
I'm not sure. I wasn't saying that loving people that way would be foolish. In fact, I think it would be culturally like a success or victory for one to have a relationship so intense. But I just don't believe that accomplished women would ever fall so in love that they would just do whatever and blow up their empire over one man.
I can see that. Accomplished women, sure. Assuming they're of their right mind. And there is no charm, coercion, domination.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. So if you're talking about these magical or mystical influences, then all things are possible. The carriage is here.
I did think of something, though, on the way back here. I could just send to her and threaten her.
That's true.
That's a little impersonal.
Did you say it's a little impersonal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it's quite personal.
I was going to say, it seems like it's just the opposite. It's
the epitome of
like literally talking into your brain.
It's like an hour and 15 minutes.
It's like French kissing her back lobe.
It's so personal, people get offended by it sometimes.
Actually, it's closer to an hour and a half of this line because it's a 10-minute casting time.
I mean, it's up to you. My only other suggestion, other than the going and eating at the restaurant and asking to see her thing, is that we wait and do that tomorrow, and then I go and snoop around creepily around her mansion tonight and see if I can't catch anything blackmailish.
That's too risky. Just for evidence gathering, I don't know. I think it's too risky.
You should take your
going right into the Viper's den.
My name's Dean.
I'm mostly invisible most of the time.
And there are ways of seeing that.
I'm sorry, Dean.
Well, that's assuming they can see me without it. That being said,
this looks so much like here.
It's an understandable concern.
Just so anyway.
I am very confident about it.
Yes, I believe in your confidence.
I can also instantly transport with no delay. Believe either today or tomorrow, I will be able to stop time, and I have a number of other useful tools at my disposal. I'm not concerned about being caught. It could...
That's the worst that could happen.
If I am seen, it could be taken as a little more roguish and less diplomatic a threat.
So tell me, does that invisibility, what happens if they scry upon you?
I've never scryed upon myself.
Exactly. So if they go to scry on you and you are in their mansion,
you try it on right now.
Even if they can't visibly see you,
it's possible.
They will know you are on the ground.
You're pretty intelligent.
Yeah, for all we know, we're being scryed on right now.
Sounds like you're quite scared.
I don't think so. I think they're...
Yes.
I think they believe themselves too big to be scared of us.
What? I don't know if it's visual or audience. Would I be able to know that?
No. You expect it to be visual, otherwise it really wouldn't have any discernible effect. Anything that you'd notice.
Put his hand like this. You're being scryed upon.
See?
But you got a ring for that.
He does.
Nope.
He allegedly does.
And besides, that was only for me. That wasn't for the rest of you.
Their likely target would be described on you or upon Jake. Either your name.
Or you.
Or me.
They already kidnapped you once.
Yeah.
It's possible they performed surgery on him and stuck some small thing in him somewhere that makes it easier for him to be located.
Can I try to open my senses and...
Look as well. Look. See if you agree. Sure. Open my eyes.
56.
You concur. And it hasn't stopped, even though he mentioned it. Mind you, he did cover his mouth.
Confirmed. Do I know where?
I mean, like, it's from above.
Oh.
Which is typical.
Will it follow?
If the person that's using it makes it.
So what does that mean exactly? Perhaps I should go to rest for a bit.
means that we can assume they are privy to everything we just talked about.
The carriage is waiting for us to go to dinner. We're going to dinner?
Let's test this first. I'm good.
Okay. Where are you walking out to? Out to the inn room first, out the front of the inn, out the
away from
backyard,
that's what we're saying,
up the steps. Watching, at least.
Yeah, just somewhere away from the rest of the group and see if I'm the target.
Okay.
Dan, this is character.
Okay.
I got
if they are indeed listening, they know we're coming to a restaurant and will probably ambush us.
It's not a song of trap if you don't know it's a trap.
They use more training anyway.
So I'll get some distance away with Xavier.
Okay, so out of the meeting room leads you into the inn room. There's a spiral staircase that goes up to the upper layers, or there's a pretty big inn room there. From there, you can go out onto the porch toward the carriage where Azuri just came back from, or the backyard where the outhouses and the outside rooms are accessed.
I'd rather just like the porch and see.
Front porch or back porch?
Go to the back porch.
Back porch it is. Okay. Roll percentile dice.
Is there any way to tell who is scrying on you?
55.
Not really.
No.
I mean, traced it.
Other than like magical means like augury. Wish, augury, divination.
Augury, figure, guess. 55.
You don't think it, you're being scried on the porch.
Either I'm not the target, or when, I'm not sensing it.
While he's gone, can I try to?
Sure.
95.
Happy the target? I mean, I'll prove it. I don't know.
It's hard to tell now, but you think it may
that's
have
why
ended.
I wanted you to go.
Think it may have what?
Ended.
Far more famous. No offense.
I prefer it that way.
Likely either Jason.
I think it ended.
Honestly, I'll make my way back after.
Honestly, prefer it that way.
Can I still see it? You know?
I don't know. And now I think about it. It could have been about it for all we know. If she has anything to do that.
Sarah says, I don't sense anything. I don't think they're scrying on us in here now. Not that I'm saying you're wrong. I think they probably were, but maybe they figured out that we knew they were spying on us and ended it.
I look
for
that.
You don't think so? Not sure what you're looking for exactly.
We're making our way back to the
bush. Making our way back.
It does.
Xavier and DM have returned.
Does reveal that they have maybe a little more power than I first expected available to them.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me. Very sad. Hired half dozen assassins for a kind of contrived plot in the first place. Even that guy Rhetoric, I mean, he was really good. Enough that we almost trusted him.
Yeah, but that could be bought with money. I'm just saying that they,
and wizards
they
can be bought with money.
Wizard in their employ now that is capable of scrying.
Right, and wizards can be bought with money. In fact, there are lots of wizards in Greyhawk.
Yeah. Scrying is not that difficult of a thing to do. Really.
It's what, fifth level spells?
It's third level.
Third level.
Clairvoyance and clairaudience are both.
I have
third.
Those are considered scrying?
Yeah.
I thought the spell scrying was considered scrying. Sorry.
Scrying
can you even, I mean, you can do a lot more with it, but clairvoyance you can basically watch, or clairaudience you can listen.
I have, you know, it means in my book of clairaudience, which is
good. Okay, out of play, I didn't know that. I'm sure Brunson would know because he has those spells.
Right.
So.
Nobody's making a big deal out of it, but the point is you're still talking about a 7th level mage to cast a 3rd level spell. So that's not anything to scoff at. 5th
level.
Sorry.
I mean, if
you
cast
clairaudience
or clairvoyance or whatever, you can cast fireball.
Could be a magic item.
Possibly. Yeah.
Yeah, we can go, but we need to assume that they already know we're coming.
That's fine. Let's go.
Or they.
Maybe we should take multiple carriages.
All ride separately?
I mean, we can go in pairs or something, but if we're all in one carriage,
fireballs
to hit the one carriage.
Oh, and also they know where we're staying now, too. So we can expect assassins at any moment.
No, they already knew because Rhetoric works for them. He was here with us.
That's right.
I'm not sure we could even get away to a place where they wouldn't, if we're staying in Greyhawk, get away to a place where they wouldn't know where we were.
Well, I mean, especially if they're scrying upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put ourselves in a lead box. I
have a ton of
issues.
Well, okay. Either way, I agree with you. We gotta go. At this point, it's not really a whole lot else we can do.
All right, we're going.
Okay.
We can take 2 to 3 carriages.
split up.
Agaba did say I could open an investigation with the city.
Is she doing that for you, or do you need to go?
She said I could. I have not asked her.
Okay. I mean, that may be wise. I wouldn't put a little heat on. Bad idea.
Just be aware that if we do open an investigation, and then we go around killing and burning.
So does that make us investitures?
Huh?
Does that make us investitures?
No, more like witnesses.
I don't know what that is.
Oh. I assume he's trying to say investigator.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Okay. So you get two additional carriages. Who's in the first carriage?
I will be. We split DM and Brett.
Can we take a V, flying V formation?
Dion is in carriage one.
How many are we doing?
I call tip the sphere.
We have a total of three carriages.
Three.
Do you want Stroh to stay in the inn? It's going to be hard for her to go to a fancy restaurant.
Probably be better for her to stay here.
Okay.
Keep in mind, then.
It'd be safer for her.
She is likely compromised.
All right.
No
carriage.
But
we have two carriages. So Zuri will ride in carriage three.
She's not really a part of us per se.
She's a part of us. They will use her against us.
From their perspective.
Oh, that would have been horrible. Like, oh, we're being scryed upon. You just kind of.
Oh, dang it.
Hey, Stroh, look up.
That'd be awesome. Would that work?
I don't know.
Haven't tried it. It doesn't seem likely. Then again, it would be a good way to defeat Medusa if you could scry on them without getting turned to stone.
Right.
Hold on. I have to borrow you for a sec.
The ball just turns to stone.
All right. So right now I have Theon in carriage one and Azuri in carriage three. So I got so far.
I'll take carriage one with Theon.
Okay, Jake is in carriage one.
I'm going to the second one.
Xavier is currently alone in carriage two.
I'll go in the second one.
Okay, Brunson is in carriage two.
You are my new meat shield.
That would be me by myself.
Live up to it well.
There's no by yourself. There's two and one right now. So you'd go in the third one with Azuri, and you would be the two of you.
I will boost you.
So the first two are Theon Jake, the second one is Xavier Brunson, the third one is DM Azuri.
I'm boosting my new meat shield. For eight. Look at that.
Nice. Congratulations, sir.
I've used three boosts today. A one, an eight, and an eight. Not bad.
Just the training towards training doesn't count towards weapon training, right?
So there is some crossover. So basically, an hour of bodybuilding, an hour of longsword, an hour of any other melee weapon could be included. So the first 3 hours should be covered.
Okay, so I still need
3 hours.
Yeah, a bunch of hours of training. Or a nice solid combat.
Yep, or a nice solid combat. Okay. You take to the city at night. Not quite dark yet, but it's getting dim. To go to the Horny Goat restaurant. All right. The driver tells you it's about a 20-minute ride. And that information obviously applies to everybody. Okay. And as you roll through the city, it annoys you. What happened? There we go. I hear noise now. Okay. Roughly about 10 minutes into your ride, and those of you who are sensitive to such things realize that you have been traveling, there's been an altitude change. You've been traveling uphill, generally speaking, on the way to the Horny Goat. And at about the 10-minute mark, which you're probably halfway there by your driver's assessment, the carriages all stop. Okay. And then you hear the drivers are calling out to one another, like, what is it? What's the problem? And
I look out.
All right. So it's very dim in the shadows along the buildings and the alleyways like that. The sun is literally setting in the west, which is ahead of you, and the tall buildings, the wall,
Everything's it's pretty well blocking the sunshine. It's still the sky is still kind of a lightish bluish gray color, but this but all in the city streets are it's pretty dim. It's definitely what you would call twilight ensued. Okay, and the driver of the front carriage says, which is Jake and Theon's carriage, just says, saw somebody on the roof up ahead. I'd swear he was aiming a crossbow or something in our general direction. I don't see him now, though.
I'll just protect him by myself. So do you mind if I relay that extra ball?
It's a number of minutes per level.
Not it's four or five. Carriage.
You get the horse and carriage. That'd be hilarious. Horse would panic and start running while you're in there.
Horse wouldn't fit in there.
Yeah.
So there is a seat up on next to the driver. Where, like, a shotgun rider type person, somebody that the protector could ride.
It's actually where that term
so
comes
you
from.
Could go up there and potentially protect the driver in case he's about to get shot, if that's something you're interested in doing.
Yeah, I'll sit up there and ready my shield. And I can have the defender out of defense me.
Pull your sword.
Like the sound of this crossbow
thing.
Is this the normal
problem? No, it's not normal, he says. Okay, it is one turn per level, Tommy. That's longer than
the
driver. Yeah, turn per level.
Like an hour
length? Yeah. No, what level are you?
10 minutes. 10 minutes per level.
I'll go sit next to the driver.
Okay.
And I'll keep a lookout on the rooftops.
Anyone cross that, I don't cast it.
Okay, so Xavier is protecting his driver, Jake is protecting his driver. Azuri. Azuri will ride up there. That sounds okay.
I'll cast a spell.
Oh, you want to ride up there then? You're protected from missiles. How does that work? You're protected from missiles, you step in the way, and the missile goes...
Correction.
Sounds good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but protection from normal missiles, even if they're magical arrows, they'll still...
Penetrate, correct.
They'll still go around you, right?
Yeah, they will. If they're magical, they're not considered normal. They will penetrate.
Oh, I thought normal missiles were anything less than a ballista bolt.
No. Ballista bolts would not be considered a normal missile as well. But magical missiles will penetrate normal missiles. But normal crossbow fire, bow fire, sling fire, all that would be stopped. I can double check it, but that was my understanding. Yeah.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.